Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you, those that work so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money. Start working harder for you today. You want that freedom of cash flow now, not 30 or 40 years from today, but you want it right now so that you can live that life that you love with those you love. It's so much more than just getting rich. It's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have the greater ability to bless the lives of those around you. That is exactly the ripple effect that you create as a Rippler. Thank you for tuning in and binging and sharing this with others. I appreciate the powerful conversations you guys are having, because we've talked about this on the show before. You want to be able to elevate your education. You want to be able to apply this better, find ways to teach and relay this information to others. And hey, thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of that today. As a reminder, guys, if you haven't done so already, if you're using YouTube, great. You're probably looking at the Money Ripples podcast channel if you're on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe there. But also go to our Money Ripples channel as well, where we've got updated videos, more continuing education that we provide almost on a daily basis. So definitely go check that out today. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly. And you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right, guys. So I found a study. This is a completely third-party study. This is not done by me. This is not done by somebody who has self-interest in you buying their crap, which is the kind of studies that I like. But it's interesting that there's a new study talking about what's the ideal retirement mix, right? Is it all stocks? Is it like buy a term, invest the difference? Is it annuities? Is it this or that? Not even talking about alternative investments, but I want to talk about that here, because if you stay tuned for the rest of this, you'll see that I won't only just address what they say in the study, but also what could actually do better than what they found in that study as well. Okay, so this is a study done by Ernst & Young. If you guys don't know, I mean, they do a lot of things with business and they do a lot of independent studies and whatnot. Now, it's interesting because they start talking about permanent life insurance. They're not really the kind of guys that talk about life insurance that often, but they were talking about how life insurance and deferred income annuities, basically annuities that pay out, which is also done through insurance companies, could actually increase income in retirement. So they address a few things here, right? First and foremost, there's a retirement gap. They even acknowledge the same thing I've been saying for years, is that they estimate that by, this is right here, 2030, there will be a $240 trillion retirement savings gap and $160 trillion protection gap. What does that mean? So retirement savings gap means you're $240 trillion short what you need to be financially independent. The $160 trillion protection gap means that you're $160 trillion short for being able to provide legacy, meaning that you can pass on money to your family, especially to make sure that there's no issues with paying all these bills and things like that. So pretty much there's people aren't insured enough and people don't have enough in savings. I was almost going to say not saving enough. And although there's a partial truth to that, the truth is also how people are saving. And that's what this discusses here. So they're going to talk about two particular products like PLI, they refer to as permanent life insurance. Also, when they say DIA with IIP, it just means that basically annuities that have bonuses and guarantees and stuff. Annuities, if you're not sure what an annuity is, it's very much like a kind of like a CD in a lot of ways, even though you could have some stock market relation to it. But the one thing that annuities can let you do that's done through a life insurance company is that it can provide a stream of income for an X number of years or for a period of time or a certain amount that you could be receiving an income. So there's a lot of different bells and whistles you can get with those annuities. I'm not a huge fan of them, although they do have their place and they're not a bad option, especially if you don't know what to do with your money. Annuities can be good at providing a good predictable stream of income for you at retirement or even before retirement too, depending on what you're doing here. So anyways, they wanted to analyze five different strategies, right? So number one is investment only, meaning that you're putting money in the stock market with a combination of like stocks and bonds and that kind of thing. So just investing, right? Pure, just using your cash to invest and that's it. No life insurance. That's strategy number one. Strategy number two is buy term, invest the rest in investments. So buy term, invest the difference. You know, your typical Primerica type of philosophy. They have that here. Then they have permanent life insurance plus investments. This would be whole life insurance specifically. It even says that here, it's whole life insurance paid up to age 65. And then meaning that it's paid and it's done for that period forward. Just so you know, they also take in 25, 35, and 45 year olds in this and running these Monte Carlo simulations, meaning that they're going to take all these different scenarios and market factors and returns and things like that, up and down years, left and right, taking 1,000 different scenarios to see which ones come out on top, right? So it's like playing war games to see like which one actually comes out better. Thanks, Matthew Broderick. So anyways, so they got investment only, buy term, invest the difference, whole life, and then invest the difference. Then they also have annuities and invest the difference. So those income annuities, invest the difference. And then they have whole life plus annuities plus investing the difference, right? So doing a combination of all of those together. So they wanted to see which strategy came out on top the majority of the time, which one was really the winner depending on the circumstances. Now, I'll tell you, it is possible that you could win in any of these scenarios. And again, they're looking for not just more money in retirement, but also make sure that there's also money to protect the family too. So it's covering both bases. It's money today and money for legacy, AKA ripple effect, right? Okay, so here's what they found out. The results of their studies, there's like six key insights they came up with. Number one, the whole life plus investment strategy outperformed the investment only strategy. So it's just cash only and buy term invest the difference. This right here, this number one kind of really bucks a lot of the things. It really kind of debunks really a lot of what's going on with what people have believed, right? Because there's a lot of people saying, no, you just, Dave Ramsey says it, buy term and invest the difference, doesn't he? This actually says in many of those cases, that doesn't work. It actually ends up being worse than buying whole life and investing the difference. Sorry, Dave Ramsey. Sorry, Primerica. Your strategy didn't work. But even crazier, even if you weren't even a fan of life insurance, it still beat the investment only strategy. Why? Because whatever money you die with, see, you're looking at not just having more money later, and there's of course volatility and stuff there too. The difference whole life though, is it diversifies you away from all that stock market risk that you're taking, all that ups and downs. It kind of diversifies your money a little bit more. But it also too, they don't really say it here a whole lot, but on the passing on of money, right? Really that legacy side of things, there is no legacy side because whatever investments you have are going to get taxed to death, right? So the funny thing is like many people say like, well, I don't want to have life insurance. Oh, I'll just, and even the buy term invest a difference, they all end the term about age 65, right? For whole life, you pay to 65, but then it keeps going forever, providing you really guaranteed returns on the cash that's inside that whole life policy. Because a whole life does have a tax-free savings account associated with it where it's growing cash. Well, what we're seeing here is that even if you just invest money, have no death benefit at all, well, you're going to pass on money to your heirs, but it's going to have to go through taxes. Whereas life insurance, it passes on tax-free. So that's one thing they didn't say here, but it is definitely a part of it. Now, number two, the thing they talk about is with annuities. Annuities also outperformed other strategies in retirement income. So when they're talking about this here, where you have annuity, like that annuity protection, and even talk about projected legacy coming here, tends to be lower than the whole life plus investment. So it did say legacy wise, it didn't win. The result from the actual investments providing fixed income was better than doing the other strategies, even just buying term invest the difference or just investing in general. Integrated strategies are more efficient than investment only strategies. What does that mean? What they found is that the strategy of allocating 30% to whole life, 30% to assets into an annuity starting at age 55. So it's like a 10-year annuity. And then of course, investing in other things, right? It says it provided 5% higher retirement income and 19% more legacy, of course, passing on the money than the investment only strategy because whole life and annuities outperform fixed income. You know, that happens when you're trying to get retirement and that kind of thing. So what they're saying is you don't have to diversify into all these different areas within mutual funds that may not perform well when you can actually make more with annuities and using whole life. Investors risk, high risk appetite, integrated strategies still remain better. So even if you're a higher risk investor, it's saying still using the combination strategies of whole life, annuities, and dealing with the retirement accounts is still better, even if you have a risky appetite. So even if you go high risk into your thing, the thing is because the market scenarios could actually go against you, they actually not work in your favor, they still worked. And of course, this integrated strategy, again, using all three of these, provide investors with flexibility to focus on the financial outcomes most important to them, whether it's retirement income, legacy, or a balance in between. Pretty much, it's more flexible. And then, of course, they said the allocation up to 30% of annual savings to life insurance, 30% going to that annuity, may be the appropriate when optimizing retirement income and legacy value outcomes. So pretty much they're saying 30% whole life, 30% annuities, 40% to stock market mutual fund based investments, that kind of thing. So pretty much that's the main point of this article here. Now, I want to come back to just summarizing this a little bit more to help you understand what we're talking about here. Really, they're just saying buying life insurance with annuities, again, both have good guaranteed income abilities, while you can also still have risk in the markets. You can still be putting your money in mutual funds. Now, they were only looking at those five type of strategies, right? But they found integrating all of them, essentially diversifying yourself, not diversifying in only mutual funds, which is not diversification, but having the spread actually created a better scenario most of the time, right? That was the true clear winner. Like I said, even 5% outperformed just investment only, and then 19% better when it came to legacy. That's pretty significant, guys. That's a pretty big deal. Not much different than what I've been saying, although, I mean, they're talking about putting money in the market. So what does that really mean? Now, I want to show you something here before I talk about what I would do instead. Again, this is just me. I'm not giving investment advice on this, but this is something that we look at with our clients. There are ways to even do better than their proposed integrated strategy. They're really just taking traditional financial advising models. Remember, these guys are not financial advisors. Ernst & Young, they're separate from that, right? But what we could do is actually something much, much better with alternative investments. But before I get to that, let me show you on the whole life side, because I don't talk about this a whole lot. Because most of the time I talk about using this to buy assets, right? Using this as a way to store up cash reserves, make more than 0.0% in the bank, and the ability to double dip your money where you can actually get your money to work for you. Understand, this is what's interesting. The whole life that they were using, it was a traditional whole life policy. This is not the kind of policies we talk about on our show. It's actually a policy that does a lot worse than the whole life policies we talk about and still outperform the market, even though that's the kind of whole life that even before, while I was a financial advisor, I completely criticized and didn't really have any justification for it because I didn't know whole life that well. But even after now, I'm not a big fan of doing this base premium only type of whole life policies, these traditional policies. I'm not a big fan of that. But still, even though that underperforms, it still beat the market combined with annuities and everything else. I guarantee the annuities help. There is no doubt there. But interesting that even the annuities with mutual funds still didn't beat having whole life annuities and mutual funds, right? That's the important thing to remember. They still did see those scenarios. They separated them out. And still, those three together worked well, which is basically whole life because it gives you that protection and some guaranteed income. You got the guaranteed income from the annuity side. And then you've got a little bit of the growth potential from the markets too. Now, let me show you an example of a whole life policy. This is actually one I could do on myself right now based on, you know, me being in good health as a 45, now almost 46 year old. This is my kind of scenario. I figure I would do the same thing. What if I put $50,000 a year for the next 20 years? So from 45 to age 65, $50,000 a year I put into this, that's $1 million total. What would that provide me for income in retirement? Because I talk about all the time not using this for retirement, but it's still a very valid option. In fact, I've had people on this show before, very brilliant people, even real estate investors that were sold this very strategy of paying in for 20 years and then taking out income. And they look at it like an annuity. They say, well, I can pull this money out tax-free. Because remember, the money you pull out of a life insurance policy, when it's done correctly, it comes out tax-free. It grows tax-free, comes out tax-free. And then the death benefit is even tax-free. So let me show you an example of what I would do, which is better than what Ernst & Young was doing in their study. So if I was doing $50,000 a year, here's what happened. The Ernst & Young study, if you were doing $50,000 a year, which again, they're putting in 30% of income, not $50,000 a year, unless 30%, you're putting away roughly about $150,000 to $200,000 a year, this would be the case. But we do it more because we integrate this a little bit differently. Now, $50,000 a year right here, right? You still in the first year, based on this, you have about $37,000, almost $38,000. This is actually higher because I wanted to show an example where you could actually pull off income, right? So it actually had to raise the death benefit to illustrate it, even though in reality, we would have a lower death benefit. I would have closer to about $39,000 in cash value in that first year, but we'll take it. So we got just under $38,000 the first year. Now we pay into it for, like I said, 20 years, you got $1 million. That $1 million turns into 1.61 million here after 20 years. Again, this is non-guaranteed. This is based on current rates, which have been historically lower than dividend rates because of these low interest rate environment that it's had. We've already got predictions from companies I work with that they're looking to raise that dividend either next year and or the year after, assuming rates stay higher, which the Feds, of course, are now saying, hey, we're going to keep raising rates this year in 2023. There you go. So anyways, $1.61 million, assuming the current low dividend rates. Now, what does that mean for income? Because remember, I could take that tax-free. Now, I could just pull it all out right now. But what if I want a stream of income for the next 25 years? So I pay in for 20 and pull out for the next 25 years. What could I be taking off from age 66 till age 90, right? Well, I just showed 100,000 even. 100,000 even, you could take out tax-free there, still have some cash left over. The death benefit's lower, no doubt, because you've pulled out a lot of cash and the way we designed it here, it's not as big on the death benefit. But if I wanted to pull out 100,000 a year, I could easily do that and somewhat disinherit my kids, even though there would still be a death benefit left behind, depending on what age I die at. So that's one of the things that's really cool. I'm able to pull out 100,000 a year for 25 years. That's $2.5 million after putting in a million, and that's tax-free coming out. Not a bad deal, if you ask me. And that's, again, in a place that's not market-driven. It's not based on stock markets. It's not ruined by Feds raising rates and things like that. If anything, the Feds, when they raise rates, helps you because you're able to make more money off of this. Again, that's 100,000 a year in this lower interest rate environment. Again, if there's higher dividends, this could be more. It could be less if it goes lower. It's very possible too, even though that's not as likely of a scenario, still could happen. But that's something that's pretty cool. And I forget to explain that because the truth is I don't think that's the best case scenario. So like I said, I've had people that are real estate investors been sold this kind of strategy, and it's a good one. It really is. But is it best? Is it really the best case scenario? Well, what we could do instead is instead of just taking the money out, like I said, we could actually use this money now to invest. The truth is that we don't have to just leave it in here. We could still let it grow, but I can use this money to invest to create more cash today. So I ran that same kind of scenario with one of my friends. He was putting in, I believe he was putting in $25,000 a year for the next 20 years. So half of this number, right? He was putting that in. Now he was excited because he's like, I put in $25,000 a year, but I can pull out $50,000 a year, about double, give or take, right? But he was told he could do that for about 10 years. So he's like, I can put in $20,000 a year, or $25,000 a year and pull out $50,000 a year for the next 10 years. He's like, that's like a great paying annuity without all the risks. I said, that's true, but you could do so much better. Because remember, like that built up to $1.6 million. Do you think you could buy some good real estate with $1.6 million? Yes. Because what if, let's just say, again, take an even number here. You pull out $1.5 million of that $1.6 million. Well, $1.5 million at 10% makes you $150,000 a year without sacrificing your principal. That's just the income that's being paid, $150,000 a year. That's not even talking about along the way. Along the way, it's even better than that. I showed that to him as well. I said, listen, buddy, yeah, you could pull out $50,000 a year, but you could pull out over $110,000 a year or more if you invest it today over these next 20 years versus just letting it build up in the whole life. Again, there's nothing wrong with the whole life, but they're very conservative, stable returns. That's the benefit. But again, if you can leverage it by getting that line of credit against it to then use to invest elsewhere to make bigger returns than what it does. And remember, you're still getting paid the returns in the policy. That's the beauty of using whole life. You still get paid the dividends in that policy while you also have an interest rate being charged. But of course, if you're able to use that money to create cash flow, and you remember that podcast episode I did about a month ago called The Miracle of Simple Interest, rewatch that if you haven't done so already, you'll realize even if you're paying interest, you can still far exceed the interest you're being charged, not just by a little bit, but by a lot. So you're making money inside the policy while also still making cash flow from those investments, building those assets, building those cash flowing investments that can really create that great income for you. And even some of it could be tax advantage depending on what kind of investments you're doing. But that kind of thing right there, guys, think about it, $150,000, even if you just saved in the whole life for 20 years, then just invested the $1.5 million, yes, you've got now $150,000 a year coming in and you could still be using some of that for retirement income. Not as much because now it's invested. Again, I think the best thing you can do is invest along the way using these policies. You can make a heck of a lot more money. The only reason I didn't run it is because the preparation for doing a podcast on showing that year after year for 20 years with alternative investments, especially if you're doing like rentals or things like that, where there's all kinds of variables, we're still working on a software so it doesn't take me 4 hours to do the math. So that's the only reason I'm not showing this to you, but I have done it before. I've spent literally a Saturday morning running these kind of scenarios and seeing just how much better it is when you invest along the way. So instead of putting the money in the market, right, where it's again gambled, what if I put that money into real estate backed investments, things that are alternative investments paying usually, like I said, at least double digit returns, again, not guaranteed, but paying those double-digit returns, allowing that cash to grow, those assets to grow along the way, generating cash flow. And the cool thing is you can actually take that cash flow now versus waiting maybe 20 years to say, okay, now it's big enough. I can pull out that $100,000 a year. Again, nothing wrong with doing this strategy. The main point I want you to get is this, is that it's not just about doing investments. It's not just about doing whole life insurance. I've told you guys several times, you don't need infinite banking to become financially free. However, you can throw a little extra gas on the fire to boost up that income even more by doing it. Even though it seems like you're taking money away from investing, you're really not when it's designed properly. When you've got more money to be able to invest right away, it allows you to be able to grow that money faster. So that's my main point of this today, is that Ernst & Young has already shown an integrated strategy works, not just throwing all your money in the market, not just throwing everything into investments, but using a combination to not just generate more income now, but then you can also preserve and create a legacy for your family for generations to come. And imagine how much better it is if you teach your kids while they're young how to do this very thing, where they're learning it younger than you were. What could they create in their life? How many tens of millions of dollars could they be creating in their life that you missed out on, right? Now, I'm not saying you couldn't create millions or even tens of millions of dollars yourself doing these kind of investments. But imagine if you can get your kids to do it younger, what kind of legacy are you passing on? What kind of new traditions, what kind of new ways of seeing money and thinking about money are created? What kind of new levels of freedom could they have? And no, you don't have to spoil them. Teach them good values, right? Teach them good stuff. Pass on that legacy too. But imagine the kind of ripple effect it can create throughout your family and what kind of freedom it creates that allow you to be able to be freed up, more free to do the things that you love, to be able to serve in a capacity that blesses lives. I'll give you one last example here. I have a friend, I won't mention his name, but I actually will bring him on the podcast, so then you'll know his name. This guy has been a real estate investor, very successful, made millions and millions of dollars in real estate. And you know what? He kind of got bored of it. He got to the point he said, okay, yeah, I can make millions in real estate, but I feel like I need to focus on helping people become happier with their lives. He's like, because why have all this money if you're not happy? And he went through his own transformation of his own happiness journey as well. But man, to see the transformation in him, where now he's spreading that message, helping people get rich and be happy too, right? Again, like he's not teaching them to be rich, but he's teaching them to be happy while they're rich. Guys, that to me, like in seeing the passion and him lighting up, that is what he was meant to be on this planet to do. And I know I'm not saying that's the only thing he's meant to do, right? But I think that's way better for him to do that versus just having his real estate business making a lot of money. He is impacting and changing people's lives, just like you can do the same as well. Just like I'm choosing to do with my retirement days, where I'm literally doing this as part of my retirement because I love teaching. I love helping and serving. And I feel responsibility to create a ripple effect through your lives. You have the same power within you. You can accomplish the same kind of things and probably even do better than I could potentially in whatever scale, whatever way. Do it the way that honors you and allows your life to be really what I believe that God's put us on this planet to do, which is to bless lives, to impact people's lives, to leave a better footprint on this planet, to leave the planet better when we left than when we came to it. That is what I feel is a duty and a responsibility to the human race. And whatever that is for you, do that. That's the kind of thing. That's why we teach this freedom. And that's why I want you to really internalize and figure out how to integrate these kind of strategies into your own life as well. Of course, you can always reach out to us, moneyripples.com, if you have a question on that. But guys, I challenge you to find ways to be better. Follow what actually works and do that. Go and make it a prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.